Yeah,
it's always something.
It really is. I mean, like, first of all, thank you for the honesty about this. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, we just talked about this in, you know, prayer to God, right? God wants you to be honest. Mm-hmm. I know the struggles, of course, of finding work as a married man. I've had my own struggles over the years, including up to the present time, I'll be honest. I mean, like, I have all my training for the pastorate, for paralegal, ECE, family mediation. But what am I currently doing? I am currently a screener.
You are currently hanging out with me on air, and you are grateful for it.
Okay, well, yes, I'm doing that too. But besides that. I mean, like, yeah, I'm a screener at RVH. I do this here at Life and still technically part of the supply at the school board. So I've asked God, okay, so God, why has it been like this? Like, why have I struggled over the years just to find something that, you know, would provide well?
And not for lack of trying, like, kudos to you.
Yeah, like, I've lost track as to how many resumes I've put out over the years.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's been years. What is God's purpose in this? I've asked that question. What is God's purpose? And, you know, some would actually try and say, well, obviously there must be something wrong in your life. You know, it's not the first time people have said that kind of thing. Look at Job, right? Yeah, all those things happened to him, and his best buddy said, look, you're out of line with God. Get right. Wow. But that's not necessarily a situation that has to happen, right? I mean, like, look at Joseph in Egypt. You know, for years, he was a prisoner. He was in slavery. And yet, what did he do wrong? Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, and we just mentioned Job. So, I mean, like, just because someone was, of course, single, raised a family and everything, but yet can't find solid work, mm-hmm. does that mean they're being punished for the rest of their lives? No, I wouldn't say that. I mean, like, there can be a period of consequences at times for sins done, sure. But God doesn't punish for all of our lives things that we've done if we've repented to him. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, 1 John 1:9 promises that. He forgives us our sins and cleanses us from all righteousness. So, you know, we just need to make sure that we're living the way that we should. But, you know, we have to let God show us why things are happening, you know, the way they are and for how long they have been, and trust him even when we're not, you know, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and I want to thank you so much for, like, your vulnerability and your honesty too. And I think that there's a good lesson to draw from that, is that you were not just sitting around playing video games or watching Netflix.
Yeah.
You are going out and actively pursuing, like, you know, you're getting those resumes out, or you're taking new courses in post-secondary or whatever. So I think that's huge too, because, like, when you don't know what to do and you don't, like, have any opportunities, the best thing to do, I think, sometimes while you're seeking God is, okay, let's get my ducks in the row. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, am I budgeting? Am I doing these different things? Am I reading? Am I investing in myself? You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, like, I've even asked, you know, our senior pastor about this kind of situation for myself. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, it would be different if all your focus was on, like, say, just pastorate alone, or just something else, one thing in particular, and you weren't getting work. Then I might say, well, maybe you should, you know, think about, you know, something else. But the fact that it's been happening across the board, different fields and everything, it's like, he's not sure why God is allowing this, but... Yeah. You know, it's just basically still trust in the midst of it.
Well, good for you. And one thing that I found in my life too is sometimes years down the road, all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I understand. It might be one of those situations in this person's life here, you know?
It could be, yeah. And here's the struggle too. Yeah, yeah. We may not see the end result.
That's true. Or I wonder if practically there's some practical things that this person could be doing. I'm not, like, giving anyone a hard time, because it seems like they have been through a lot.
Yeah.
You know, but is there maybe an avenue or something that they haven't looked at or considered?
Yeah. There's a lot of possibilities. And as I said, I mean, like, I don't really know the specifics of this person's situation. But I mean, like, bring everything to the Lord in prayer, right?
Yeah.